quick shout out to everybody using this as a Friday getaway. I know a lot of you are driving and going a long distance and listening to the program. That's what we're here for. Nice to have you. Hour number three, the last official hour of the year here in 2017. Don't forget, when I come back on the 2nd, this show will be on TV for the first time. Well, that's really not true. We've done it on TV for Super Bowl, but the radio version in studio will now be televised on CBS Sports Network starting January 2nd. Make sure you have CBS Sports Network or you will not be able to watch the show. That's then. We're broadcasting from Southern California in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Third hour. Let's get to the good stuff. It's already been great, but let's get to the real good stuff. Let's get to the smack off. When this year's smack off wrapped, I tweeted that 2017's version was the best smack off we've ever had. Here we are now, 6 months out, and I stand by that. Now, we all know that Brad and Corona made jungle history by going kamikaze to start the show off. Really surprising. Not just because nobody had ever done that before, but because he was killing it in his call right up until that very moment. Many may not remember the smack as an example that he laid on one Richard Smackerman.
That's right, Ackerman. You are entering a world of pain, my friend. Jim, how dare Rich Ackerman come on here last year and try to clown me? Rich, dude, you read 30 seconds of radio highlights twice an hour. You work 1 minute every hour on the radio, Rich. How much does that pay? Even if it pays $500 an hour, you're still only bringing home like $50 a week. Jim, seriously, how is Ackerman still employed? He's like that fat, ugly, redheaded guy Milton from the movie Office Space, where, you know, CBS meant to fire him 10 years ago, but through some glitch in the system, he keeps getting his $50 paycheck every week. I was told I would be able to read 30 seconds of sports highlights twice a day, or I'm going to set the building on fire. Yeah, Rich, hopefully someone at CBS is listening right now and goes ahead and fixes the glitch.
Damn, Brad. Come on, man. Brad's call was filled with firsts. First smack-off suicide and the first time anybody ever even wanted to take a run at my man, Rich Ackerman. I can't wait to see where Brad takes it next year. Now, this guy might be clowned for being the jungle's bridesmaid for his 6 second-place finishes, but really, it's not even fair. I mean, you know how good you have to be as a caller to finish in 2nd 6 times in the smack-off? I mean that sincerely. It's not fair. In the past 2 years alone, in fact, it took bum-rushing my studio and bum-rushing my studio again with legendary clones to win. Sure, no one remembers second place, but I will, and I know Vic will too, at least according to Mike.
I smacked Vic so hard a couple weeks back, he got put in the concussion protocol. Then I protocoled left the week after that. And you better get the smelling salts out again, Romy, because I'm not finished. The doctors on the Smack-Off CTE committee identified 3 guys who were deemed to be most at risk because I've protocoled them so many times. The first case identified was Vic. The committee observed that Vic tended to be irregular in all the places you don't want to be irregular. The check cashing store, the neighborhood whorehouse, 5th place in the Smack-Off. So they ordered a scan of Vic's brain, and in his brain scan, they saw an image of me waving at the camera. I've been in Vic's head so long, the state of California tried to charge me property taxes.
This was the toughest smack-off to decide a winner, and it was due to the strength of Mike's call. Mikey will bounce back, and if you try to take a run at him for being a bridesmaid, well, you better don't. Most of the time, Brad is a guy who's always getting heat for not having any sports takes. But one clone tried to take a run at the reigning champ Leff for his sports takes. Caleb in Green Bay went hard after Leff.
Leff has somehow manipulated the clones into thinking he has great sports takes, but literally all he does is make personal appearance jokes about sports figures. Glass houses, I mean, we all do it, but let's not act like Leff calls in once a month to break down the Padres' middle infield or the Raiders' nickel package. I can just picture him at the PTA meetings with the other dad. Hey, Leff, how's it going, man? So what do you think about this LeVar Ball character, huh? Well, his teeth are yellow and crooked, am I right? but I mean, every news outlet is eager for his opinion. Do you think we'll have an effect on the Lakers moving forward? Well, his teeth are yellow and crooked. Ow! Okay, but didn't I see LaMelo pull up from half court the other day? Do you think LeVar is teaching his kids they can call their own shots in life? Well, I know where they can't call their shots. The dentist, right.
I gotta admit, there is some truth to the Walrus's call. There aren't many holes in the champ's game. Caleb may, I stress, may have found one. They say if you come at the king, you best not miss. And that haymaker landed pretty squarely. However, the course, or I should say, the champ's got a concrete jaw. So he may have landed that, but he didn't even back up. Of course, that brings me to the champ himself, Leffen Laguna, our first back-to-back winner in a decade. Last year, he SWAT-teamed my studio by himself. This year, he did it with Ghosts of Smack-Off Pass. But before we get there, sink your teeth into some of the smack that he laid prior to that.
Hey, Romy, last night, did you see a helmet chipped the tooth of Aaron Judge? How in the hell did a helmet even find a tooth in this guy's gap mouth? I mean, dude's got so many gaps in his teeth, whenever Joe Girardi comes to put the shift on, I'm pretty sure he's motioning for Aaron's chiclets to move over. And with that jack-o'-lantern mouth, people in New York have already started calling him Mr. October 31st. I know his name is Aaron Judge, but are we sure he wasn't created by Mike Judge? I mean, dude looks so much like Butthead, I have to expect his pressers to sound like, I like to swing big wood. That was cool. If Aaron Judge can bring the teeth, Mark and Hollywood can sure supply the gums.
Listen, Mike and Indy will argue that it's the smack-off, not the heartwarming moment-off. And to that, I would agree, but it's important to remember that Lef still brought the smack. Also remember, this guy once buzzed my tower in a chopper and still only finished fifth. With that said, his gimmick, quote-unquote, this year was a legendary moment in radio history. I mean, who else but Lef could have brought Terrence back from the dead?
Jim, being a star actor in the jungle just means you're a failed smack runner. OJ killed her, studio storming.
Hey, don't go pissing your pants, kid. What the hell happened? You lose your place in a damn script? In my day, we didn't even use scripts.
Well, but aren't you...
Terrence and Sarah Madry. Yeah. So what?
But I thought you were...
Dead? Now, legends never die, kid, unless you're Burt Corona. You killed that guy last year. Hey, this is your big chance. I got your back. You know that 1996 Sports Illustrated picture of all those clones with Jim? They all got your back, too, kid. You can count on it.
The 1996 SI photo shoot? I mean, do you mean to tell me that Joe and Lemon Grove, Dave the Mayor and Poway, Rich and Anaheim Hills, Silk, Ira, Trapper, and Jim Benton, the Detolas, and Raider Mike, all of my back, but I thought they were dead, too.
I told you, kid, legends never die. Besides, they're not dead. They're just dead from the neck up. They can still walk around and pose for a picture now and then. Come on, now.
Well, Jim, I think that's them walking into the studio right now.
It was amazing. It was incredible. I'm not sure what it took left to find Terrence and then convince him to do this, but frankly, I don't even want to know. I just know that I couldn't find him myself, and I thought that he was dead. That wasn't just even the most insane cameo. I mean, no joke. He even got Hacksaw to participate.
3, 2, 1.
That's right, Lef. I'm Lee Hacksaw Hamilton, and I want to talk Chargers soccer with you. Urine bombs, flare guns. I want to hear from you. Parent tunnels, bleacher fires. Looking at you, soccer mom. Show me your lightning bolts. Corner kick me a phone call.
Thanks, Smacksaw. Hey, I'm afraid. How's that for old school, huh?
That was incredible. He got the knife to participate. Damn, Lef, was my fifth grade teacher busy? Didn't want to bother my second cousin? What about my kindergarten best friend? At the end of the day, Lef's call will go down in history for his gimmicks, for his smack, and for somehow unearthing Terrence. Since the smack off, we have changed barns, we've got new locks, we have new keys. I can't wait to see what the champs got next year. Let's quickly go to the month of August. Smack-off was amazing. It was the best one ever. Moving into August, I said it then, I will say it right now. I never thought that I would have to talk Nazis on this show. But then that disgusting scene from Charlottesville happened. And if you thought that I was just going to stick my head in the sand and ignore things that I can't, then you've got the wrong radio program. So we talked about it. But it was my man Ice Cube who had the most memorable take of the day on that topic.
It's not pretty. It's ugly. It's elusive. It hides, and it pops out. You know, like herpes or something. You know what I mean? It just pops out all out of nowhere.
That's an all-time analogy, and one that I don't think any of us are ever going to forget. O'Shea Jackson Sr., if you need him, it is like herpes. Now, one of the most memorable calls of the year came from a lady clone who had just gotten back from a Jacksonville Jaguars preseason game the night before. Her name, Danica, and she had a drop the mic moment which stole the entire program. In Jacksonville, Danica in Jayville.
Blake Bortles has shown the Jaguars exactly who he is, and that's not our starting quarterback. The team is not with this guy. The energy last night was absolutely just down. We booed. Nobody is here for this. Nobody wants to stand for this. And the thing about it is, there's nothing left to do. Now, I'm out of money for season tickets, and the only thing I can do is go to the games, get drunk, find a little tenderoni, and take him home for the night and ruin him. I'm out.
That phone call jumped the day, it jumped the week, it jumped the month, it jumped the entire year. Well played, Queen. You're a legend now, Queen.
War Lady Clone.
That call would jump the rest of my career. That was such an awesome moment. Yahoo Sports baseball columnist Jeff Passan made the jump from noted guest to 2017 Smackoff contestant. And my man showed up huge. A debut third place finish. But it wasn't his strong finish that surprised him. It was the reaction from his friends and colleagues.
The day of the Smackoff, honest to God, I heard from more underground clones than, like, people I didn't even know were clones were texting me saying, oh, my God, I cannot believe that was just you on the Smackoff. The reach out from people across the United States, it just showed me how important this show is to the sporting landscape and made me appreciate it even more than I already do.
When you talk about people who are underground clones that you didn't know existed, are we talking about just friends of yours or industry types or both?
No. We're talking about Major League Baseball general managers. We're talking about president of a football team, NFL football team. We're talking college football, one assistant coach. We're talking agents. I mean, these are people.
These are people. They're not clones. They're people. And once again, never confuse the callers with the listeners. Case in point right there. Do not confuse the callers with the listeners. Most people would never call. Now, you know the self-gloss rule, right? Apparently, Dave did not know it. In fact, Dave didn't even know my name. Dave in Vegas. Dave, good to have you. Good morning. What's up?
Correction, Dave. It's G-Money.
You don't like that car.
I don't like that car.
I've never seen.
Not a very good car.
Correction, Dave? You're correcting Dave. My name is Jim. Dave? Not Dave. Dave? You're Dave. So, correction, Dave. My name is Jim. You're Dave. Not G-Money. And now you're done. Great.
Now I'm done.
One more note. Always nice to go off the board and talk a little horse racing. I know you don't care much for it, but I still like it a lot. Even better to talk about the champ, Shared Belief, with my bloodstock agent and race manager, Alex Solis, who was the one who found that horse and purchased it for our group. He dropped by the old studio this summer, and we chopped it up talking about the champ. Is Shared Belief a Hall of Famer? Will he get in the Hall of Fame one day?
You know, I would hope so. His race record speaks for itself. His only two defeats are when he came out of the gate in the Breeders' Cup Classic and everything went the wrong way and he still showed up and ran fourth. And then, when he got hurt at Charlestown. So with all the horses he beat and you think he could go, California Chrome will get the Hall of Fame. And we, on our best day and his best day, we proved we were a better horse. Like, I truly believe if Shared Belief stayed healthy up to the Triple Crown, you would never have heard of California Chrome because he just wasn't in the same league, I don't believe.
Alex Solis. Hey, listen, I know Alex Solis really well. Even privately, Alex was not saying things like that ever. He just had so much respect for everybody else. But he said, nobody would ever doubt California Chrome is a Hall of Famer, but on his best day and our best day, Shared Belief blew right by him. Still missed the champ. All right, we had an amazing and triumphant return of one Lisa in Indy. Lisa in Indy will always be known for her epic call in regards to wrestling with socks on. That call will live forever, but it had been a long time since we heard from her, so I was absolutely shocked to peep my call screen one day and see her name waiting. Lisa in Indy. Lisa, is that really you?
It's really me, Rome. How are you?
Lisa, how are you?
I'm awesome. I feel so bad because it does feel like I've dropped off the planet. But one of my girlfriends, Smoking Hot, Gina, I tell her, I'm like, you need to become the new lady clone that calls in. But she's always texting me and calling me, oh my gosh, you're on Rome right now. You need a call.
So, Lisa, when you hear that call, and it was such a famous call, what do you think now, a couple years later, when you've got a couple of kids?
Oh, I hope they don't ever hear it, I guess. It's still super great advice. but maybe when they get a little older.
She is the best. What an absolutely awesome blast from the past. Lisa, hit us up this year, girlfriend. Just once. Just once. Once a year. The jungle is better with you in it. And props to Gina for getting her to call. Gina won a master-built smoker. When we come back, we're into September. And also, we get into one of the greatest jungle conspiracies, the one involving Kay Savage. That's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. I've got a special message for all my contractors, builders, and remodelers out there. You know, my people who know the importance of getting a project finished on time, who value professional pricing, who know quality and value when they see it. Well, my pals over at Lumber Liquidators now have you covered. Introducing LL Pro Plus, Lumber Liquidators All-Star Pro Services Team, which is dedicated to fulfilling all your professional flooring needs. LL Pro Plus. It's going to help you get projects finished on time, provide unsurpassed value and quality, and offer dedicated support to get you what you need when you need it. In other words, they're pros, taking care of other pros. There is no project which is too big or too small. So put the flooring experts on your team, and let's get started right now. Go to your local Lumber Liquidator store, or if you need help finding one, just go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales. Once again, go to a store, or go to lumberliquidators.com/prosales today.
You're listening to the...
I'm holding my own. We're in September now. One of the great jungle conspiracies was that Kay Savage is not a real person. That black helicopter finally came crashing down in September of this year when the Caitlin Savage made her first ever call to the jungle.
Yeah, I just had to make it known that girls can't have good takes. I am real. I'm a female. So, yeah, I'm glad I got to meet you, too, and I'm glad the conspiracy is put to rest.
Caitlin, War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones.
War Lady Clones. War K. Savage being real. Now, for being as filthy rich as Jerry Jones is, dude apparently does not own a dictionary, or he has never seen Superman, because he clearly had no clue what kryptonite is or what it does. And he absolutely bungled his speech when the Razorbacks presented him with a novelty helmet back in September.
When I think of actually putting a helmet on like this, I think of the days that I'd put that Razorback helmet on, and it just made me Superman. It was like kryptonite. At my age, if I put this thing on, I might run the ball a little bit out there.
It was like kryptonite. Jera, new rule. Whatever you're about to say, just say the opposite. It'll go a hell of a lot better for you. And speaking of better, one of the rare times a clone made something much better was when a tweeter by the handle of One Card Monty set up this awesome Three Doors Down Jerry Jones remix. At One Card Monty tweets, "If Jerry goes crazy now, will you still call him Superman?" Signed, Three Doors Down.
Kryptonite.
Hey, Alvin, get ready. If Jerry goes crazy now, will you still call him Superman? Signed, Three Doors Down.
Kryptonite.
All right, that's enough. Hey, one more thing, though. This tweet. If Jerry goes crazy now, will you still call him Superman? Signed, Three Doors Down.
Kryptonite.
Job, Monty. That was incredible. As good today as it was then. Thank you very much, One Card Monty. You are in permanent good standing with the show on that tweet alone. Let's get to the thing that you all have been waiting on. Romageddon. Romageddon. The year in review reset of Romageddon. Let's be up front. This is an absolutely impossible show to reset right here. It's impossible. If you're looking for the full 3 hours, you're going to have to dig it out of the Daily Jungle podcast. But let me say this. As much as it killed me to pay off my Romageddon debt, it also fired me up to see you clones mobilize the way you did and take over and get our new podcast to number one on iTunes. That was enormous. I didn't want to do it, but you earned it, and I said I would. The bum smack. The personal appearance smack. The rat family. You earned the Toby and Houston call, and your anticipation for that show made it all the sweeter when I came out and I deked you in the recorded open.
Hey, it's Grant Napier in the jungle today for the great Jim Rome right here on CBS Sports Radio. Always great to be with you. Always enjoy the invite. What? I mean, what were you expecting, Jim? Come on now.
You didn't really think Romy was actually going to come into work today, did you? In honor of those insane promises? Really? Bump smack? Personal appearance smack? The rat family? Come on, clones. Got to be smarter than that. I mean, how did you not figure it out when he floated the Toby in Houston call? You know better. You know he was never going to play that call. Hey, you've been had. You've been had. Hey, let's talk about where I'm at right now. Let's talk about those Sacramento Kings.
Napes, you're the best. That was so great. You dopes. Don't act like you dopes didn't buy that. You were so pissed. You were enraged. You had your moments that day. That was my moment. That was the greatest deke ever. Hook, line, and freaking sinker. Give Grant Napier an Oscar. Grant, you were a legend before. Now you're all four faces on the Jungle Mount Rushmore. Unfortunately, though, it was not a joke. Well, that was a joke. I was actually here. And the first reward segment of the day was bum smack. Now, as much as you degenerates want to hear it, there is no way that I can reset that right here. Not if I want to still have a show when we come back. Not if I want to hit the TV screen on January 2nd. Hope you enjoyed it because it's never coming back. Then after bum smack, it was personal appearance smack and the return of the rat family.
Rick Pitino's hair. It looks like he ripped one of Kellen Winslow's Vaseline tubs and dumped it into that slick. Like Cameron Diaz in Something About Mary. We call that a semen mullet.
Sarah Jessica Parker was hosed at the Emmys for her work as Jon Snow's horse.
Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan sporting that big brown lip sweater that looks like he gave a mustache ride to Najee Davenport.
Randy Johnson is the epitome of a rat. Creepy 6'9" guy with whiskers.
Hey, Pakovich, all those craters you got on your face. Dude, I have driven through potholes in third world countries that were a smoother ride than your grill.
And now you know why we don't do those types of things anymore on this show. And if you're holding your breath for a reset of the Toby call, you can go ahead and exhale or keep waiting to pass out. Your choice. Because that's not getting played back here ever. Ever. Not today. Not ever. Of course, the cherry on the Romageddon cake came 2 days later in New York on live TV nationwide when Boomer added to his jungle legend.
CBSSports.com/FedEx. A big thank you to Air Rome, Jim Rome. Air. Kickoff only Rome. A few minutes away. It's Romageddon.
Oh! It's Romageddon! Romageddon got name-checked by a former NFL MVP and a star on the NFL Today on CBS. Look what you clones did. When we come back, the last segment of the year, we move into October. Don't go anywhere. We're not done yet. Plenty more still to come. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. When I come back next year, January 2nd, we will be on TV. Make sure you have CBS Sports Network. Let me get you a sports update. Here is the latest on a very busy Getaway Friday. Jay Berman. Last segment of 2017. What a great year it's been. What a great day it's been. Clones, Merry Christmas. The ATP brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Sign up and become an O-Rewards member today, and then you can earn $5 back for every $150 you spend. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Let's finish strong. Let's get into the month of October. As the year started to wind down, so did all of our equipment in the old studio, including Alvin's computer, which somehow managed to double LT Hammer, Paul in Cleveland. Let's go to C-Town. Paul, nice to have you. What's up?
Jim, somebody's got to represent C-Town. I want to talk about Kyrie Irving, Jim. Kyrie needs to know that Joe Crowder asked Chuck Burke.
No.
That's not something Alvin. That Alvin produced. That just happened. The double LT. And the double LT isn't even the bizarre thing. What was bizarre is how far Paul got into that phone call before getting killed twice. You know, I'd have to say, looking at Twitter today, this might be the most requested moment of the year in the jungle. Easily one of the most memorable moments of the year. Came late in the year, and maybe the single most requested moment of the entire year today on social media. One of the phone calls where you do not need to wait to know where to place it. You know where you were when you heard this. It's an all-timer already.
The last thing that I can ever remember that
really moved me in a way on your show was when I think it was Silk called and really kind of gave you props for having a morality and ethics show disguised as a sports show, because it's obvious that that's what you set out to do a long time ago, and you're not going to compromise it. So you haven't been giving yourself enough credit lately. And the last thing that I want to say is lexicon means a lot. I've got the fiance starting to hate the word, allegedly. So props to you, and knock them dead, Rome. War the San Antonio Spurs. War me and my fiance, and war Jordan out.
Is it me, or does Jeff get more emotional every time you hear that? It's Jeff in San Antonio. Jeff, I know that you weren't looking to make history, but you did. War you and your fiance. That's the one everybody was waiting for. Let's keep going through October. Everybody makes mistakes, even me. But I've got a board op who is so damn loyal, he thinks that my mistakes are actually your mistakes. Let's go to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Ron, you made it in under the wire. Hi, Ron. How are you?
What's up, Romy? How are you doing?
Good. How about you, Ron?
It's actually Ryan. I didn't want to clarify it.
It's not Ron. It's Ryan.
No.
Why'd you do that, Alan?
You don't like that car.
I don't like that.
See what happened there, right? I was the one that made the mistake, but Alvin ran him. And in the words of Alvin DeLauro, never correct the host. The guy corrected me because I got his name wrong, so Alvin ran him anyway. Hey, man, don't be correcting my host. Freaking Alvin. Let's go November. The biggest surprise in November was the LA Rams. Nobody could have predicted such an enormous turnaround in such a short amount of time. But according to Scott in the SLC, Sean McVay was winning in more ways than one. Scott, what's up? How are you?
Hello, Jim. Hey, longtime fan of yours. Hope you had a great weekend. But I just wanted to say, you know, props to the Rams, and it does not suck to be Sean McVay right now. Dude has got a smoking hot girlfriend.
Great take, Scott. Thank you very much. Yeah. Still doesn't suck to be Sean McVay. The Rams are 10-4, and they've all but wrapped up the NFC West. Hey, Twitter, you're not skating. You're not skating the clip show, because 2017 will always be remembered as the year you wrecked a good thing. You may have egregiously gone to 280 characters, but the jungle is and always will be Team 140. And anybody who comes in here at 141 and over is going to get the hammer.
Hammer time. Give me back my 140.
Too much down there, man.
That's what you're going to hear if you go 141.
Hammer time. Give me back my 140.
Too much down there, man.
Save your novels. Keep it tight, clones. Keep it tight. Keep it right. Now, I've heard athletes described a lot of different ways, but never quite the way Darren in Illinois described the Milwaukee Bucks.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. Hey, has anyone ever touched on the length of this guy's arms? This cat can hug his family back in Greece before each game without leaving the couch. Romy, I was back home in Milwaukee this past summer for my nephew's birthday. Went out to the supermarket to get away from the wife, and what do you know? Bucks Car Wash. Featuring Giannis, Thonmaker, and John Henson. 46 cars done in 7 minutes. They even checked the tire pressure without having to walk around to the other side of the dang thing. Or Giannis, John Henson, and Thonmaker celebrating a victory by playing a game of duck, duck, goose at midcourt without their buttholes ever leaving the floor.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm ever going to look at the Bucks roster the same ever again. Yeah, Darren, thanks. Thanks very much for it. Now imagine if I asked, screw that. Let's keep going in November. November also marked the end of a decade-plus run at the studio that saw a ton of memories. So as we closed up shop one last time, it only seemed right to squeeze in one last call. So for that, and we had to be very careful who we selected, we turned to a smack-off guy. The guy to make the last call in our old studio was Benny in Wisco. Last call of the old studio. Why not go to Wisco? Benny in Wisco.
So I just want to leave you with studios last for so long. Even after you're gone, I know that you must flee. But soon I know you will see it was meant to be.
And Nash was meant to poo.
That's not a good call. No.
Hey, Benjamin. You don't like that call. Thanks a hell of a lot for making me regret that decision. Glad we sent out the old studio on the lowest note possible. Rex in the ABQ dropped his sexy Rexy in New Mexi self-gloss to get back in. I can respect a law-abiding jungle citizen. Unfortunately, while his handle got better, his calls did not. Rex in the ABQ.
But I'm not sure that Hawk knows that they make vegetarian pockets now for those who don't want to eat meat but still want explosive diarrhea.
That's not a good call. No.
Can I tell you something? You don't like that call. That subject matter has no place on this show. I, as the host, would never, ever go there. I would never talk about that. So don't bring that crap around here. Except apparently I did go there. I did talk about that one time. Way back in 2006, I know this because Watchdog Drew in West LA ratted me out about this explosive take.
When you get right down to it, diarrhea is the great equalizer. Think about it. Diarrhea doesn't care who the hell you are. It's coming. He doesn't care who you are or what you do or where you are. He's coming. That's what makes the guy so dangerous. Now, I don't know if this is some great urban myth or legend, and I can only say that I've heard this.
Way to go,
Drew.
Way to go, Drew. You got me.
I don't know whether or not it works.
Except I don't even really feel gotten because it's still a pretty good take that tested or held up over the test of time. You tell me I'm wrong about that, and I'll tell you you're a liar. Let's go to December quickly. December 2017 can forever be known for two things. Our last month ever as a radio-only show, and the time that Vic and NoCal hooked Dr. Dave into the most unfair fight in jungle history.
I mean, what kind of quacks are the Colts sending their franchise quarterback to, man? I mean, what, did they send him that idiot Dr. Dave in Chicago? Dr. Dave, a supposed pediatrician who can't even make it through one phone call to a radio show. Dude, I would never send my kids to Dr. Dave. I'd send my kids to Dr. Dre before I ever sent them to Dr. Dave. I'd send my kids to Dr. Kevorkian before I ever sent them to Dr. Dave. And Dave, if you have a problem with this, then grab a vine and step on up and get your head cracked.
Unfortunately, that's exactly what he did. The worst thing in the world Dr. Dave could have done after that was to respond. It's like the biggest dude in the yard tapping the janitor on the shoulder and asking if he wants some. But in this case, the janitor is a pediatrician. And in this case, the children's doctor decided to throw an ill-advised self-defense swing and come off the ropes. Dr. Dave, I'm putting aside what I was going to go right to the phones. Hey, Dave, what's going on? How are you? Go ahead, Doc. You're on the air.
Jim, how's it going?
Good, good. What's up?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Still good. What's up?
Hey, hope you. Not much, man. I hope you and Alvin got your flu shots and got awarded the best new jungle scope out there, the wood scope. But first, I must say a somber yippee-ki-yay to the death of the original Mr. Falcon, Tommy Novus. Even Tom Rothman can appreciate that. Sorry for the late response, Vic, but unlike you, my position in this world has something of substantial community value. While you spend your time perfecting the perfect selfie, I spend my day recovering, saving dying children. Oh, sorry, Jim. I'm done.
That could not have gone any worse for him and any better for us. I'm serious. Next time, just stay down, because that phone call is ranked as an all-time jungle flameout. Now you're in the year in review, and it very well may jump into the next year, too. That could not have gone any worse. Next time, just stay down. Hey, Stucknut, how you like me now? We got through the entire year. Truly has been one of the best years we have ever had in the jungle. We had the best smack-off we have ever had. We debuted the Jim Rome podcast earlier this year. We moved into a new studio, which coincides with the jungle coming to television on January 2nd. I had another amazing season appearing on the NFL and CBS as well. And at a time when so many in this business are pulling back, this brand and this show are as strong as they've ever been, and we continue to grow and expand. And it simply would not be possible without the daily efforts of those who support and build the product right alongside of us. Although there are way too many people for me to list here, there are a few that I absolutely need to acknowledge, for without them, we could have never had the year that we just had. From CBS, Chris Olivero. The man who brought me to CBS Sports Radio, he has consistently supported me and this show and was a driving force to get this simulcast set up. And we debut it. We launched on the 2nd. Industry legend Eric Spitz, the guy that all of the shows at CBS Sports Radio report to. Again, always there for us and a great supporter of this program. Eric, I appreciate it very much. My man, Brandon Berman. From Westwood One, a pro's pro, a guy who's out there pounding the bricks, looking at all the right sponsors and partners to align with this program. This guy's amazing at what he does. Brandon, Happy New Year. Thank you. And while we have, dozens, well over 100 sponsors, and I appreciate every single one of them, time simply does not allow me to mention all of them, but I do appreciate all of them, and I want to acknowledge that. I do need to single out a few. The big dogs, Cintas, Castrol, both unbelievable sponsors. And of course, Lumber Liquidators and O'Reilly Auto Parts. There is no way we could ever do the show that we do without their support. And I appreciate that partnership and your business very, very much. Thank you for the business. I want to thank my manager, Craig Kitchen, who is an industry icon, a very good friend, and who's been in the trenches with me, literally building and supporting this business and this radio program for more than 20 years. Without Craig Kitchen, there is no way the Jungle as a TV show becomes a reality. KTK, thank you for everything that you have done to boost up, sell, and promote the program and the brand. And thank you for the friendship. KTK has been with me for more than 2 decades. The XR4TI, and there were changes in the XR4TI. They have busted their asses every single day for the last 12 months, in early, out late, doing what they can to provide the very best content every single day. Our bookers, Erica and Kristen, my man Dave Whalen, the crew in the studio, Alvin DeLauro, Adam Hawk, Austin Huff, Keith Arnold, James Kelly. Guys, thank you very much. I ask a lot of you, and you show up every single day, and you battle, and you crush it. On the home front, where it all starts, a tremendous thank you to my kids, our kids, Jake and Logan, for understanding that their old man does not have a standard 8-to-5. Super kids. I wish you clones could meet my kids. And to my best friend and my soulmate, Janet, who remains the Jungle's biggest fan and supporter, who has been with me since day one. And to all of you clones who continue to hammer away on Twitter, the phones, email, who always have my back. Sometimes I have to check you. Sometimes I have to check you hard. Well, all the time I have to. But that doesn't mean that I don't appreciate and love you and know what you've done for me. Know what you've done for all of us. Because none of this would be possible without all of you clones. So speaking for my family and everybody associated with this program, we cannot thank you clones enough. Good looking out. Great looking out. And thus comes to end another great year. One of my favorite years ever. Huge tweet today brought to you by CDW. Cloud Consulting can help your company develop smart, strategic cloud solutions to maximize your cloud investment. CDW, people who get it. And that's about going to wrap this thing. Remember, when we come back on January 2nd, we will be broadcasting live on CBS Sports Network. It's going to be a television show. At Chris Barnhart 52 tweets, hashtag Rome YIR. Can't wait for January 2nd when the Jungle goes viral. I'll be here. Between now and then, make sure you have CBS Sports Network or you're not going to see the show live on TV. My thanks to the XR4TI, who I just mentioned. Everybody, great job this year. I appreciate you all very much. You killed it. You crushed it. Have a very Merry Christmas, a very Happy New Year. Everybody be safe, healthy, happy. Hit me up on Twitter during the break, and I will be back on the 2nd, and I will see you then. We are out. Good night now.